True to its liberal reputation, San Francisco has, over the past 15 years, enacted a series of laws to ensure better pay, benefits, and working conditions for low-wage employees in the city.
In 2004, San Francisco became the first city in the country to do an across-the-board minimum wage law for all employers. In 2006, did a healthcare spending requirement for employers over 20 workers, and that was done alongside creating a universal health care program for San Francisco residents. And then they put in place a paid sick leave ordinance in 2007.
Ken Jacobs, chair of UC Berkeley's Center for Labor Research and Education, has been carefully following these actions and their effects. He says they've had the intended result of increasing incomes for the bottom 10% of the workforce compared to wages in other nearby communities, but that did not come at a cost of fewer jobs.
There's no evidence that San Francisco overall employment was affected by the minimum wage. But when you look at restaurants, an area where you have both labor is a high share of operating costs and you have lots of low-wage workers, employment in San Francisco actually grew a little bit faster than in surrounding counties. So there's no evidence that the policies negatively affected economic growth or wages.
Jacobs recently co-edited a book on this subject entitled When Mandates Work, Raising Labor Standards at the Local Level. One often overlooked result of such worker-friendly moves, he says, is that they have positive effects for employers, too.
What you do find from these laws is a sharp reduction in turnover, higher wages, increased retention rates, and turnover is costly to employers. So this creates real savings.
Business owners also benefit from better job performance from their employees.
Employers at the San Francisco International Airport reported improvements in morale, absenteeism, less grievances, less disciplinary issues, better customer service, better equipment maintenance, less equipment damage, a whole host of areas. So between the lower turnover and improved performance, they can absorb 20 to 25% of those costs. The rest was passed on to consumers in the form of small price increases.
In addition to the much-publicized new minimum wage law enacted in Seattle last month, now being challenged by business groups there, Jacobs notes that several other California cities are making similar moves.
In San Jose, their minimum wage went into effect a year ago. Richmond has had the first vote for a minimum wage increase. Berkeley will be voting on a minimum wage increase next Tuesday as well. Oakland, it will be going on the ballot in November. In San Francisco, broad agreement was announced around a ballot initiative that would raise that city's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2018.
And later this summer, Sonoma County will be asked to join in. So says Marty Bennett, chairman of North Bay Jobs with Justice.
It will require that all workers for the county, workers employed by county contractors, or any firms that receive economic development assistance from the county, pay their workers $15 an hour.
Bennett says they've been talking to the Board of Supervisors members, and he's optimistic about the measure's prospects.
We think there's a solid majority on the board for a living wage ordinance.
The Coalition of Labor, Church, and Community Groups plan to unveil their proposal in detail in mid-August. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.